Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Tom Fairbanks. Tom Engineering, our show on the other side of the glass. Tom, guess what? We haven't had a drop of rain up at our home in the Central Foothills. That's got to be a first. 3 weeks into July, not a drop.
Well, this coming week looks more promising.
Does it really?
Well,
that's good.
We're going to start tomorrow. Oh, no, Sunday, I guess, we'll start with a better chance for
good.
Some
Well, you're full of good news today. I'm glad I
And even better all next week.
Thank you. Tom Fairbanks, it is Friday, the 22nd of July, 2016. Hope you're having a good week. We're live weekdays, noon to one, right here on AM 1030 KVOI. On Friday, we do a big shout out to the folks in the media who support our work, our media partners, TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, Green Valley News, Saharita Sun, TucsonLifestyle.com, Southern Arizona News Examiner, and The Three Sonorans. Our Friday Focus interview today, the Reverend Dr. Robin Hoover, founder of Humane Borders, a faith-based nonprofit organization with a mission to take death out of the immigration equation. Dr. Hoover served with six Disciples of Christ congregations as pastor over a span of 33 years. He retired from the ministry 3 years ago. He was best known here in Tucson for his work at First Christian Church. At last April's Tucson Festival of Books, it was March for the Festival of Books, Dr. Hoover released his new book titled Creating Human Borders. Or is it
Humane?
Excuse me.
Humane Borders.
The E on my computer dropped out. Yes, Creating Humane Borders, a Migrant Ethic. Sorry about that, Reverend Hoover. Joining me in our discussion with Dr. Hoover is Linda Valdez, Tucson-based columnist and editorial writer for the Arizona Republic, Arizona's largest newspaper. Linda is also an author. Her latest book is titled Crossing the Line, A Marriage Across Borders, and we are waiting to see if that book will be named by Stanford University as one of the top books for young authors, right?
We're still waiting.
New
authors, not young authors. I wouldn't qualify for the young authors part.
How about young new authors? No, okay, for new authors. There you go. If you have a question or comment, I'm sure that something will be said here in the next half hour that will provoke a call or two, and the place to call is 790-2040. Our Facebook address is Bill Buckmaster, and we're on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Linda, nice to have you here again. Thank you for coming in.
Great to be here, Bill.
Reverend Hoover, good to see you again.
Great to be with both of you, two of the best journalists in Arizona.
Oh.
Plug, plug.
Your check is in the mail. Now, listen, obviously the big news is the acceptance speech by Donald J. Trump. Last night it was a 77-minute address, I believe, and many would say it was a very dark speech, appealing to kind of the dark, fearful side
Absolutely.
Of America. Immigration, your area of expertise was brought up. There were at least, I think, three or major instances. Let's begin with overall talking about apprehensions of illegal immigrants. Listening to Mr. Trump, you would have thought that illegal immigration is way up in this country.
It's absolutely not. The numbers are actually way down over any 10, 15, or 20-year period of time. The numbers that he actually cited were carefully manipulated to indicate the season, which captures the seasonality of the migration, because peak migration usually happens in February and March along the southwest border. And so the next 3 months are going to be a real dry spell, so to speak, which will pull his numbers way back down. Overall, there are far fewer persons crossing right now than we've had in a very long time, with one exception. And that is, we have had a major surge of women and sometimes men coming with minors and unaccompanied minors. That's a small part of the pie, but that is a change.
Is my characterization, though, right, that I felt it was a very dark, fearful speech?
Well, what you saw last night was Donald Trump's lone wolf attack on government, and he was trying to engender fear in every corner and to say that he's the one that's out here peddling, is a better word, insurance. I'm the guy that'll keep you safe. And the kinds of things that he was articulating that he's going to keep you safe from are very cherry-picked kinds of concepts. We're going to make you safe. We're going to build the wall. We're going to make you safe. We're going to protect your job. And none of that is grounded in any reality that I can discern as a social scientist.
Linda Valdez.
Reverend Hoover, I want to return to the wall and what the Republican candidate said about it. He said he's going to build his great wall to stop illegal immigration, to stop the gangs and the violence, and to stop the drugs from coming into our communities. Making the premise was that those who come across the border are bringing with them crime and great danger to the people of the United States. Put that in context of your experience and what you know about the border.
First of all, anywhere from 40% to 45%, depending on the season and the year, of all undocumented migration that enters into the United States comes here legally. People will come with a visa and overstay their visa, etc. Has no impact on the southwest border. And then if you take out the numbers of persons who enter here from the coast and from Canada, etc., the wall is only going to address, maybe 30% of the migration in any given time. The wall is not proven to be effective. If anybody wants a good laugh, just Google two girls climbing border fence. 22 seconds, you're up and over with no preparation, on-the-job training. No special expertise. A colleague of mine has collected something like 50 ladders down in the lower Rio Grande Valley. He goes out on his morning walks and picks them up, keeps them as souvenirs and gives them away to different groups to show how easy it is to fabricate a ladder. The wall will not work. Many of the agents themselves don't like the wall because we have the bollard style, or one square tube after another going down the way. And if you're standing at any kind of even a 10 degree angle, you can't see on the other side of the fence. So many of the agents don't like it. They're proven to be ineffective. The drug business, we're the users of the drug. I mean, why don't we take some of our absolutely failed drug policy dollars that go all the way back to the desk of Richard Milhouse Nixon and use it for treatment and use it for encouragement to get off the drugs or to not use drugs, etc. Maybe even to shame the users. I mean, we did it with cigarettes. Let's do it with drugs. There are a lot of other ways of addressing this that are far more efficient and effective. The drug war is an absolute disaster. And every time that any dent is placed in the supply coming from Mexico, then we make up for it here on the U.S. side by going into national forests and growing many tons of pot and anything else.
So short of an electrified wall, I guess, you're saying there's no way that just building a wall the entire length of the border is going to keep people out.
Well, John McCain 15 years ago said, anybody that studied military knows that it takes a battalion of people fully equipped to hold just a small bit of land, one valley. So we would have had to have taken every single soldier that we had deployed overseas and put them across the 2,000-mile border if you wanted to approach anything like that or to create some sort of a barrier like you have between North and South Korea. So we do not have the financial resources or the political will to do that kind of a thing. The only logical way to change undocumented migration is through a political resolution.
Reverend Hoover, you've recently been in Mexico, and I know you have a lot of discussions down there with Mexican leaders and business leaders and political leaders and religious leaders. What do they think about the Republican candidate for president?
They are scared to death of Donald Trump. all the way down in Tapachula, Chiapas, just right across the river from Guatemala. I recently took 14 medical students from a med school in Ohio near Cincinnati, and we walked in there, and there's a sign that's probably 3 foot by 4 foot over a door that leads into the hotel, and it says, "No Donald Trump racism," written in Spanish there. If you support Donald Trump, you're not welcome in that hotel. That was dramatic. And to us, we thought we were staying at the right place. So about 10 days later, I was doing an hour and a half live broadcast, televised briefing, part of the time I was promoting my book, but we were talking about policy with seven of Mexico's deputies. They're like our U.S. representatives, and all three of the largest Mexican political parties were present. PRI, PARD, and PAN were all there, and all of them denounced Trump and just trying to get me to make comments that sort of sided with them about the specific concerns that they had about Trump. And I basically said, yeah, to every one of them, because Trump is not the best future for the United States.
All right, we're going to take a break right here, 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, our Friday Focus interview. Reverend Hoover is with us, Robin Hoover. He is the founder of Humane Borders. He's an expert on immigration. If you would like to join in the conversation, perhaps you've heard something on the program that you disagree with Reverend Hoover about, 790-2040. Love to hear from you. We'll be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Enhance Openings, Windows, Doors, and More, featuring Pella replacement windows. You already know how my design team can enhance any special event. Now imagine enhancing your home with new Pella energy-efficient windows. Are your windows and doors old and worn out? Maybe your windows leak water when it rains. With those problems, why keep giving your money away to the utility company because your windows are inefficient? It's our free Pella Windows and Doors installation giveaway sale. Receive an estimate this month and we will install them for free. That's right, this month only. Your purchase of new Pella products will be installed for free. Act today. Call this number and this number only, 520-886-1602. 886-1602. Don't let these savings pass you by. Call this number, 886-1602. That's 886-1602. For the free Pella installation sale by Enhance Openings. EnhanceOpenings.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with businesses they trust. Hi, this is Alan Schultz with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, here to remind you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week. Are you accredited? To apply today, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to start with trust.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Tom, I thought we could use some kind of lighthearted fifth dimension type up and away type stuff today for our bumper
music.
Wouldn't
it be neat?
Yeah,
if we could fly?
Yeah, if you could fly. Wouldn't that be great? Anyway, on Friday we do use kind of what we call, started off as 60s, but now we've expanded it to kind of anything pop music-wise for our bumper music on Fridays. Robin Hoover is here, Dr. Reverend Robin Hoover, the founder of Humane Borders. Linda Valdez is here, editorial writer, columnist, author. She works for the Arizona Republic, but she's lived in Tucson for three decades.
Oh, it's since 1964.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, long time. All right, couple of things. Let's go first to Joe. I think it's Joe Dreyfus on our live line. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Wild Bill. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
You'll get some rain up in the foothills if you'll do a dance in the front yard.
I need to do that, Joe. What's on your mind for Reverend Hoover?
Reverend Hoover, why don't you please tell the listening audience on how effective the wall that was built between Mexico and Guatemala is, whereas they have gun towers every quarter mile. It's built in a different configuration. And the only people getting through that I'm communicating with out of Guatemala only were able to get through by paying huge mordida.
Well, first of all, there is no wall between Mexico and Guatemala. I crossed the Suchiate River less than 2 weeks ago in a rubber raft. Cost me 25 pesos, about a buck and a quarter or so.
There is a wall there.
There is not a wall there. I just crossed the Suchiate River, I'm telling you. There is no wall. I'll be glad to show you photographs that were taken in the last 2 weeks. I just escorted 14 students down there. I've been to Tenosique and to Tapachula. I've crossed in Hidalgo. There is no wall.
Okay, that's fascinating because I have a rancher friend in Mexico that has sent me photographs. I must be being hustled.
There may be some observation posts here and there, but nobody's shooting anybody in Guatemala, etc.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joe Dreyfus. He's the host of the program, The Visit, here Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Had an email, speaking of the wall, how well, this listener wants to know, how well does the Israeli wall work, Reverend Hoover?
It works very well. And a sovereign nation like the United States has the legal right to do it. It does not have the right, actually, to deploy local law enforcement, et cetera, in large numbers because of posse comitatus. So it would be, it would require more personnel, actually, to support it. But this country does have the sovereign right to do so. I would contend it doesn't have the financial resources or the political will to do so.
Linda Valdez.
Reverend Hoover, I'd like to return to the Mexico southern border for just a minute. There was a push by the U.S. government to get Mexico to stop the Central Americans coming. It started several years ago when the refugees were coming up from the various countries down there, which are suffering from a whole lot of violence. How is that playing out along the Mexican border, Mexico's southern border?
It actually is incredibly effective in the sense of deterring Central American migration in terms of the sheer numbers of apprehensions, the prison bed population swell, the number of people that are being deported, all of the train cars that come up from Tenosique up to Mexico City and from Tapachula to Mexico City, the east and the west sides. Are U.S. rail cars, by the way, and the U.S. government put incredible pressure on SEGOB, or the Secretary of Gobernación, and they have put pressure on the Mexican immigration police to get the people off of the trains, to stop the trains, to apprehend people, to do internal checkpoints, to do the buses, to do all kinds of things. And a very high percentage of the persons who attempt to cross from Guatemala into Mexico are being returned. All that said, a larger number of those persons are arriving at the United States than ever before. So what we appear to be observing is that people are making multiple attempts and making it eventually, similar to the what was going on here 10, 12 years ago with people trying 3 and 4 and 15 times until they are successful.
Can you tell us what conditions, have you seen the conditions that those people are fleeing from in Guatemala and El Salvador, such places?
Not in country, but in Mexico and in the shelters. I spent extensive time in four shelters in particular in the state of Chiapas just early this month. And I have been seeing into the faces of Central Americans coming into the United States for more than 30 years now, and I have never seen so much fear and heard such violent stories. And I have never seen such a diversity of age. There was an 80-year-old in the shelter. There's always been a few kids, and now I've never seen so many kids. So we're seeing a sea change in what's happening. The police and the gangs are just fully engaged in a battle in El Salvador right now. The United States is flying armed Predator drones over El Salvador 24/7 right now. There is very significant concern from any kind of human rights perspective to see what's happening on both the southern and northern borders of Mexico. I am very pleased to announce, and if you've not heard this, but Mexico is providing political asylum in greater numbers, almost equivalent numbers to the U.S. Or the U.S. does somewhere around 40,000-45,000 cases of political asylum. Mexico is providing annually about 30,000 cases of political asylum just from Central America. So that's hopeful because some of the U.S. economic policies, trade policies, and military policies are creating, having an impact, I'll just put it that way, on this migration. We are currently building the largest military installation, U.S. military base, outside of the United States in Honduras. And all of this just goes to let's flex our muscle and see if we can control things.
One of our listeners wants to call you out, saying you're wrong. There you go. That would be a first.
No, a lot of people have called me wrong on what?
Posse
comitatus?
Yes, is only, according to this listener, is only a prohibition on military, not local law enforcement.
Okay, military.
Okay.
But we would have to find troops or personnel somewhere to staff a completely closed, militarized border, and we do not currently have personnel to do that.
Okay. Now, getting back to the election, you right now are, let's put it this way, undecided about who you'll be voting for. Is that
absolutely
charitable way to put it, Reverend Hoover, about who you will be voting for President of the United States?
I absolutely will not vote for Trump. I'll do anything I can to get Trump not elected, et cetera. The comments that I was making that led to your question was currently none of my political science colleagues think that the state of Arizona is going to be in play for Democrats. I hope that'll irritate enough Democrats to go out and register and actually go vote against Trump or for somebody else. But there's no way in the world. I do not have any love lost between me and Hillary Clinton. Specifically as it comes to this area of immigration. You can't attribute everything to her that came from her husband who was president, et cetera. But during the Clinton administration, the worst immigration laws in the history of the United States were passed. When she was a candidate for the Senate, she made some absolutely derisive comments. When we had the case of all the children arriving here and going into at least part-time, what was scheduled to be temporary detention through the Office of Refugee Resettlement, she came out and said, we have to deport these people immediately to send a message to Central America saying it's not a good thing, et cetera. When she was State Department, some of the staff there used to bring observers to my congregation, and I would do 2 and 3 hour briefings on immigration to foreign national. We had people from Canada, from Germany, from Spain, different people that were all escorted by the State Department, and the State Department personnel that was working for her, you know, they're accountable to her, would say the official positions are X, Y, and Z, and then they would get up and leave the room and just let me talk to these officials from other governments. And so she had policies then that I think stink to high heaven. So I have no, there's no love. The woman personally reached out and helped depose democratically elected President Zelaya in Honduras. So,
So I think what we have here, Linda Valdez, is some Reverend Hoover speaking. He's not, let's put it this way, he is certainly not alone. This be an election in our lifetimes like probably we've never seen before where the two major candidates are so disliked by so many people.
That's very true. That is very true. People are more in a position of voting against someone than voting for someone, except with the exception that Trump does have a very energized base behind him of people who are very definitely voting for him and will very definitely show up at the polls. So that is a dynamic that is really arguing in his favor.
All right, Tom, we have Nancy who is waiting. We are over time, but since it's my show, I'll guess I can extend it a little bit. Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Uh-huh. Our country's at stake. We don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the water. We don't have the money to support. What's happening in South America is happening in our country today. We have to get ourselves under control. Then we can go help other people. But we're going to become lawless. In fact, look what's happening in our country right now. It's taking over. We can't have more people come into this country that we don't have the means to take care of. We've got to, and Donald Trump understands this. That man, your guest, should listen to Donald Trump's message last night.
Okay.
It's about graciousness. It's about future. It's about children. It's about saving our country. It was wonderful. It was about everybody.
All
he
right.
needs to listen.
Okay. Nancy, thank you very much. Reverend Hoover, Nancy's advice for you is you need to listen.
Well, I have listened and soundly want to denounce Donald Trump. I don't think the things that he suggested are going to be practical or useful. Actually will not serve us well. You can go back down to the state level if you wish. In Arizona, during Brewer and other past governors, we've ended up diminishing our population here significantly, and it had a very deleterious effect on the economy, because anytime you get rid of 500,000 customers, your economy hurts.
All right, Reverend Hoover, where can people get your book, Creating Humane Borders, A Migrant Ethic?
It is available on Amazon.com. It's available at Antigone Books, and it's available at Alpha Graphics locations.
Reverend Hoover, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. 12:35 on the Buckmaster Show. Linda Valdez sticks around, and Sarah Garrett Gassner of the Star is going to join us on the phone. A couple of weeks ago, the Star had a major report about the border and the wall. We'll ask Sarah about that when we come back.
Patrice Ross with Oracle Ford. Our summer freedom sale's almost over, and so are the great financing offers. Oracle Ford is offering 0% for 72 months on our most popular cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, at Oracle Ford, every model in stock has been discounted, and no dealer ads and no city sales tax. You can't beat our out-the-door prices. And at Oracle Ford, if you want one of our remaining 15 F-150s or Ford Edges, you'll get 0% for 72 months, plus $2,000 cash back. So take the short drive to Oracle Ford, where you'll find 0% financing for 72 months and $2,000 cash back on select models. Plus, you'll love our friendly atmosphere and the way we do business. Oracle Ford, drive a little, save a lot, and no city sales tax or dealer ads. FMC financing on approved credit.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm a passionate traveler visiting more than 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 5 airlines flying to 18 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday, the Monday Political Face-Off featuring commentators Bruce Ash and Don Jorgensen. Plus, Dr. Mark Sykes, he heads up the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. All happening on Buckmaster Live, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, and we have live streaming podcasts and our complete show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The fifth dimension, a little bit of Aquarius. Let the sun shine in. I wanted some upbeat music for our bumper music today, so I turned to the fifth dimension. And now I also turn to the live line because she's always upbeat. Sarah Garrett Gasson, Arizona Daily Star columnist and editorial writer, who is with us on the live line. And Linda Valdez is with me still in studio. Hey, Sarah, how are you? I gave you a beautiful introduction.
You sure did. Thank you very much. I'm very flattered.
Well, I don't know if you heard most of our conversation, but a lot of it was with Reverend Hoover about Mr. Trump and the wall. And I wanted to do a shout-out to you folks at the Star. I thought that the... that was like about an 8-page, maybe it was more, two weeks ago about the wall.
Yeah. It's called Beyond the Wall. Uh-huh. It's a special section that the Star has done. It was in the Sunday paper on the 10th, July 10th, but it's also online at tucson.com/beyondthewall. And everything that was in the print product is there, plus some more. And what we did was, in 2006, the Star sent six journalists to track the wall, pretty much go through the whole, or the border, the mm-hmm. whole U.S.-Mexico border. And so 10 years later, with all this talk of we need a wall, from the Republican Party and Donald Trump specifically, we decided it is time to re-examine that. And the things along the border have changed, but the conclusion remained from the journalists that were there on the ground that the building the wall is impractical, it would be expensive, it's impossible in some areas, and most importantly, people who live along the border on both sides, in the U.S. and in Mexico, in those communities, the people who actually live their life there and understand how things work, say it's unneeded and would be detrimental. It would actually be harmful. So, again, you can take a look at it at tucson.com/beyondthewall.
That was this is Linda. That was an absolutely excellent section. And I think one of the points that is really worth reiterating is that borderlands area where Mexico and the United States meet, I mean, and this is true of any border, but it's a very special area where ideas are exchanged, commerce is exchanged, people should be able to exchange. There are families on both sides of the border. It's an area that's really more than the sum of its parts, and it's something that should be celebrated as a special place. Instead, to put up these kind of barriers that literally separate family member from family member, it just makes no sense at all. And it's very revealing that the people who are closest to it, which would be the people who theoretically should be most fearful if there is a danger coming from Mexico. Those are the people that say, we don't want it, we don't need it.
Sarah?
Absolutely. And parts of the reporting, I think it was in Texas, the wall that there now, or the fence, goes through people's private property. It's not in Arizona. A lot of the land that we're talking about that would be affected is state or federal land, but in other parts of the borderlands in Texas, that's private property. So it's not as simple as just saying, we need a wall, let's put one up, and everything will be fine, because the drugs and the human smuggling, those are criminal enterprises. And we know from experience that if you build a wall, someone will build a higher ladder. They will find ways around it. And it's something that is very detrimental. And people who talk about it, like Donald Trump, may have taken a tour once or twice along the border and talked to a couple people here and there, but they really don't understand, as Linda was saying, the very special nature of the borderlands and the economic and cultural and environmental damage that such a thing would do.
You know, Linda Valdez, Robin Hoover, Reverend Hoover, was saying he was very questioning about whether Arizona is going to be in play this time around in the presidential election. I think this time polling is, I don't want to say virtually, it's just meaningless, but it's very difficult right now, Linda and Sarah, to get an accurate feel of where we are in this presidential race. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, yes, because I think the polls and the pundits have been wrong about Donald Trump from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also this phenomenon I was reading about where people are a little bit embarrassed to tell the pollsters that they support Donald Trump. So they may not admit to it. But yeah, I think it's a very dicey thing to say, well, Arizona will go Republican, so my vote doesn't matter. I think that would be of those people who say that and say, I don't like Hillary, so I'm not going to vote for her,
mm-hmm.
are in a sense helping Donald Trump get elected, because you can be darn sure that his supporters are going to vote, and they're going to vote for him.
Sarah?
Absolutely, and I think the same goes for Bernie Sanders supporters who say, I don't like Hillary, I'm not going to vote for her, even though Bernie Sanders has said, please vote for Hillary, we need to stop Donald Trump. I think you, by not voting for the Democratic candidate, Hillary Clinton, you're just helping Donald Trump get one more vote. And I think it's something that is interesting that people would vote for someone they're not willing to say in public that they support. I mean, that's really pretty sad. And but there may be, on the other side, people who are Republicans who, when it just comes down to it, either aren't going to vote or are going to cast their ballot for Hillary Clinton, but don't want to lose face in the party. I don't know if that's true, but just the
that's
idea
a good
that
point. That could be true. That's a good point.
Linda, you've written extensively about this week about the Trump and the Republican National Committee, but I do urge everyone to look at your work concerning the convention, but I do want to also turn to something you wrote about a couple of days ago that is close to many of our hearts, and that is veterans in this country who, it's a very sad statistic, on average 20 vets a day commit suicide. That was in 2014, the last statistical year that was available. How do we help these veterans?
That's a really important question that this country needs to do a lot more, put a lot more energy into trying to answer. I mean, that statistic is just amazing. The numbers are way above the average, and the highest numbers are among young men, 18, 35, I think is the, mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure, I forget the range. I know it started at 18, but these are young people who have gone and served their country, and they've come back, and they apparently were not given the proper help to get back into the society. And you have to also consider what those young people go through when they go into these war zones. They're under enormous stress. They're being asked to do things that run counter to most of our teachings as human beings. They're watching their friends be blown up, perhaps. And that has to take a toll on someone's life. They come back and they need help to readjust to our society, and clearly we're not giving it to them. At least at this point, they're looking at it. They're saying they're going to continue to look at it. So the first step is to shine a light on the problem, but we really need to do a whole lot better by these young veterans.
And Sarah, it also extends to our Native American population. These people are killing themselves at far, far too great a rate, Sarah Garrett Gasson.
Well, I think part of that is going and looking at everything holistically. It is just an utter tragedy that any suicide is an utter tragedy, and to have the evidence that people are in such despair and in so much pain that suicide seems like the
only
solution,
alternative,
the option.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best decision. We need to look at it holistically. What is what kind of care do people need? What kind of livelihoods do people have? What kind of health care, mental health care, physical health care? What sort of isolation are people facing? These are things that are known, they're documented, we know about them, and that in and of itself calls upon us to act.
All right, Sarah Garrett Gasson, we'll look for your work tomorrow. Column in the Star, correct?
Yes, on Sunday.
Okay. And the topic will be?
Education. It's back to school time.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Linda Valdez, always good to see you. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. We'll take our break right here. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell next. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Enhance Openings, Windows, Doors, and More, featuring Pella replacement windows. You already know how my design team can enhance any special event. Now imagine enhancing your home with new Pella energy-efficient windows. Are your windows and doors old and worn out? Maybe your windows leak water when it rains. With those problems, why keep giving your money away to the utility company because your windows are inefficient? It's our free Pella Windows and Doors installation giveaway sale. Receive an estimate this month and we will install them for free. That's right, this month only. Your purchase of new Pella products will be installed for free. Act today. Call this number and this number only, 520-886-1602. 886-1602. Don't let these savings pass you by. Call this number, 886-1602. That's 886-1602. For the free Pella installation sale by Enhance Openings. EnhanceOpenings.com.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at AdobeHouseAntiques.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Weekend Watch, brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where the annual Clay Festival, Think Pottery. Anything to do with pottery, they've got it going this weekend. Actually, it's a 10-day deal starting tomorrow. Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Great places to stay, like Pinos Altos Cabin. So much to do, including the Clay Festival and hiking in the Gila. Check it out, southwestnewmexico.org. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, Inside Tucson business food and beverage columnist, award-winning Tucson publicist, and a world traveler who is over on the lovely island of Coronado today. Too bad. How you doing, Matt?
Well, you know, my toes are in the sand.
Oh, my goodness.
81 degrees. Hope things are well for you in Tucson this weekend, Bill.
You ready? You ready for a hot dog?
I tell you, nothing says summer on a bun more than our beloved hot dog. And lucky us, Bill, tomorrow is National Hot Dog Day. Mm. Now, there are more hot dog joints in town than we can count, but two that get my nod for tomorrow are Stray Dogs on River Near Stone, with four premium dogs to choose from, including a killer Chicago dog, and Pat's Drive-In, of course, home of the famous Pat's Chili Dog in the Barrio Hollywood neighborhood, and you really got to go for their extra spicy chili version. The dogs are hot for National Hot Dog Day tomorrow. Go grab some, Bill.
How about a beach luau? I can understand it where you are, but over here in Tucson?
You're right. Being on the beach today reminds me that the beach is coming to Main Gate Square tomorrow for a beach luau party all up and down University Boulevard starting at 6 p.m. It's the Streetcar's second anniversary, and they're going to be offering free rides to the beach. Well, you'll find live music and tropical drinks, some beach swag giveaways, and food specials like Hawaiian burgers at Gentle Ben's and Spam Tacos at Pasco. Spam Tacos, Bill. Throw your flip-flops and head to the beach tomorrow night at Main Gate Square.
What's going on over at the Fisher, one of my favorite restaurants, Kingfisher?
Yeah, you know, this is the last weekend to enjoy Kingfisher's Great Plains menu, which is part of their annual summer road trip through our nation's culinary regions. Now, if you like traditional Midwestern flavors and foods like pan-fried Lake Superior whitefish,
ooh,
and grilled bison burgers, ooh, with pork belly, head over to Kingfisher on Grant Road this weekend for a taste of the Midwest, and then get ready for a road trip to California and Hawaii that starts on July the 27th.
Very cool. What's in the Inside Tucson Business column this week?
Well, Bill, a downtown eatery has found a new way for us all to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs once again by integrating premium whiskeys into breakfast cereal.
Oh,
I call it the breakfast of champions. and you can read all about it in today's issue of Inside Tucson Business.
Back to the beach, Mr. Russell. Have a good one.
Cheers, Bill. Thanks.
The Buckmaster Show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, wholly responsible for its content. Original theme music on The Buckmaster Show by Chris Devon. There's a link to this fine German musician at buckmastershow.com. He's just released the new album called One God. Big thank you to all of my Facebook friends. I posted the concerns about my only sibling, my only brother, Larry, doing well after 7 hours of surgery on his head yesterday to remove a cancerous tumor. The news is good out of Stanford Medical Center. A real blessing. Friends of this program, you are the absolute best. A big shout out to all of our weekend hosts like Charles Heller, Sunday morning former Secret Service officer Gary Byrne, on what it's like to be outside of the Oval Office with Bill and Hillary Clinton. He has a new book, Crisis of Character. Great shows here on the weekend. Have a great weekend. On behalf of Tom Fairbanks, my producer, I am Bill Buckmaster.